And so it is, dear friends, that we gather again in our circle with family, with Shamba. This energy is so sweet, indeed, so very, very sweet. And on this day in particular, your hearts are open more than ever. We can feel your acceptance. We can feel the hope that you have in your being. We can feel the strength that each of you here, each of you connecting with this material, the strength that you are developing within your being, transitioning from what you have perceived as a mere human, and now into a divine human, walking in more awareness than ever, a divine human, filled with love, filled with compassion, a divine human that is now able to accept this energy into their being and to hold it. That has been the challenge, dear friends, for you in these past several years. The energy is coming in, and certainly you have been allowing it, but now it has been whether you can hold it in your being without it just flowing out unused, or without it disrupting your system, becoming unbalanced, becoming such that you are not grounded as a human, but you are learning, we see, how to hold this energy now. It is so precious. I, Tobias, I would like to stand up right now in honor of all of you, but I have been asked not to do that. But in a sense, I am standing. View me as such, standing here today, specially dressed for this, and the others that come in too, they are specially dressed. Many of you can see this, and you will perceive it as we speak, but dressed in our finest, how to say, energetic robes, energetic garb. These are shimmering on this day in the reds. It is appropriate not only for this time of the year in your calendar. It is not only appropriate because this is the Crimson Council. It is appropriate because the reds are about love. The reds are definitely about compassion and feeling. The reds are about the relationship of a teacher to a student. And that is why the color that fills this room on this day is red, is crimson, is shimmering. It is about the honor of the teacher that sits here. The teacher is not us. The teacher is you. We are truly the students. We are learning from each of you, as strange as that may seem. We are taking what you are teaching us, what we are learning from you, and spreading this throughout all of the corridors and all of the dimensions of the omniverse. You are the teachers, we the students, coming to learn from the wise ones who still do not fully understand who they are, but you are beginning to get glimpses. You are beginning to accept and acknowledge who you are. You are beginning to take part of that power and that strength and to be able to hold it within the reservoir of your human being. It is a delight to be here on this day. Feel the energy, friends. Breathe this in. Breathe it in now into your being. to the energy of all of who you are, and the one to begin filling up this room, the ones from the other side of the veil who come in through your invitation to be here on this day, a day when indeed I did tell Kaudra that we would have a interesting lesson for you. An interesting one. This lesson, we think, will be one of the more challenging for you. It will be one that causes quite a bit of discussion, quite a bit of confusion, and based on how well I already know you and our dealings of the past, so many of you will be cussing Tobias for weeks to come. But dear friends, as you have learned on your journey, as you accept all of who you are, as you accept the fact that you are God, you are Spirit, as you accept this into your being, you become so much more strong. You become so much more aware of things that you could not have been aware of before. This opens new dimensions. It opens new, whole new areas of consciousness for you. Now, in the past weeks of time, we know many of you have been going through the swings that we talked of in our last gathering. You've been going through the swings. Your sensitivities have been high. You've been very sensitive, oh, indeed, to the people around you, to the energies around you. You've been sensitive even to the cycles of your own energy more so than before. And you thought, as you walked into this new energy, as you walked into your ascension status, you thought that these sensitivities would be less. You thought you would feel others less, be less affected by them. You thought you would be less affected by your own cycles, by your own ups and downs. You are now learning that you are more aware of them. You are more sensitive. These past 4 weeks of time, dear friends, we know so many issues have come into your life. And this has been on purpose. There has been a reason for it. A reason for these sometimes old issues, other times new, popping into your life. We will talk more about that on this day with this lesson that we come here with. But before we get into the lesson, let us now bring in, Calder here is seeing the picture, as many of you might be able to, bring in all of those who are waiting to be here with you on this day. Once again, as with last month, and with others to come in the future, the energy of the one we call Metatron is in our room with us. But it is different than last time. Last time, for some of you, quite harsh, quite warm, perhaps too warm on your physical being, perhaps somewhat unsettling and unbalancing when the energy of Metatron came in. But on this day, you are more used to that energy. You have been working with it now for weeks of time. You can accept more of this intense energy that comes in. So today it is more familiar as Metatron makes his way into this space that we all sit in together. In our last gathering, we had to, filter the energy of Metatron, for it would have been too overwhelming. It could have blown out some of your circuits. But today, there is not a need for so much of that filtering. Metatron comes in, of course, gently, with much care and compassion. But there are not so many shields. When Metatron came into this circle a month ago, he was not accompanied by others. But today, there is an entourage that joins him, that comes in with him. They too are dressed in robes of crimson, red, gold. These are tall ones, and they stand at the perimeter of our energetic circle here. They line this room and this space. They line the perimeter. They are ones who work closely with the energy of Metatron. They are ones, how to say in your words, much like guards of the energy. They are ones who help balance. These are ones that work directly with your runners, helping to fulfill and complete grand cycles of energies. They are all, how do we say, tall beings that stand here, that come in. They are all ones that accompany Metatron now as he journeys closer and closer to the energy of Earth. They help provide a balance. When you work with, when you deal energetically with Metatron, as so many of you will be doing, so many of you are doing now, you will always feel this entourage around. This is an important part of the Metatron energy. There are individual angel entities within that will work more directly with you than what Metatron can do directly. For it is still difficult. It is still difficult, even though you are in a much higher energy now, to work with, directly with Metatron. Now we ask each of you, as this room fills with this grand energy, with these grand colors, to feel this within your being, to breathe it in, to allow it in. And indeed, as Kaudra said before, as you open, as you join into this energetic circle, it builds the energy in such a strong and wonderful way. It allows us to truly see and truly feel what you are going through, so we can then put back the appropriate energies to all of you. Dear friends, there are those that have asked about the energy behind the numbers of this day, behind your day, 02-02-20-02. And we have to say, from our perspective, from our side of the veil, these numbers by themselves do not carry much energy with them. But what happens in your human consciousness, as you become aware of the sequence of the numbers, you become aware that it is O's and 2's. And as others who look on the calendar that you use look at these dates, it does something. It affects mass consciousness, which ultimately has an effect on Earth, on all humans, on each one of you. When you look at these numbers, you are seeing once again the numbers and the symbols of polarity, the O, the 2, the 2 representing polarity and duality and energy that you are so used to, so ingrained with, that it's difficult to imagine anything else. But then you see this with the O next to it and nothing. And you know something is going on. You know you are becoming more aware of the energy of duality. Dear friends, dear Shamba, go out and talk to, an ordinary human on the streets. One who has not been on the journey that you have been on. One who is still in their karmic cycle. One who is still living deeply in duality. Talk to them about duality and polarity. They will not understand you. They will think you are a bit touched. They will remember, too, this movie that you talk of. They will think you are talking to strange voices. You, as Shamba, you as the journeyers, you are becoming aware now that there is this thing called duality. When you look at the numbers of this day, you see it directly in front of you. You see duality, and you know at your inner levels that you and that earth and eventually the omniverse is moving away from duality. We will talk today specifically of how you begin doing this, of how you begin transitioning out of duality into other realms, how to release yourself from duality. What have you seen in particular these past 2, 3, and 4 weeks of your time? You have seen issues directly in front of you relating to duality. You have seen it come stronger than ever before into your life. You are upset at times. You think it should all be getting easier, and you wonder why you are faced with more issues than ever before. It is like we spoke of not so long ago. It is an energy that is coming to be released now within you. It must come forward in your life, seeking release. There is a way to do this. There is a way to release the energy of duality that has been with you nearly since the time you left the kingdom. It will be challenging to release this. It will feel odd. It will be difficult at times. There will be times when you will want to go and grab back on to duality and polarity because it is an energy that you understand at the deepest levels within your being. Only times as you learn to release that energy when you feel, yes indeed, so very alone. But it will not take so much before you move beyond that, before you release that and come to new and greater understandings. It will take some work. It will take some time. But, dear friends, from seeing now so clearly that you can hold the energy of your divinity within your being, not for fleeting moments, you are truly beginning to hold it into your body, into your spirit, into your mind, into all of your senses. It's a wonderful thing to see, and that's why on this day in particular that we have dressed in our finest energies to be here. acknowledgement to you that you are making progress, that you are able to hold this divinity in. That was one of the big questions that you and that we had, particularly going into this lifetime of yours. You felt relatively certain that you would be able to overcome the karmic challenges, the final clearings that you set up for yourself. Very challenging, so many of you taking on several lifetimes worth of karma in one life. But you felt confident that you would overcome this in a single lifetime, in half of a single lifetime. But none of us were so sure how well you would be able to hold the energy of divinity within you as you transitioned into the new energy. But we come here on this day that symbolizes duality, a day of 02-02-02-02. To tell you, as we look at your energy individually and as a group, we can see that you are now being able to hold this energy within your divinity. We can see that you are breathing, and by breathing you are igniting fire of divinity within. But this fire is not blown out so easily anymore. It continues to glow. There are so many in this room now. It is quite full. They are here. If you can see, with smiles beaming on their angel faces. In a way, dear friend, there is not much more we need to say on this day. But as you know, we will. Now, we will do a quick review here. And some of you may be, somewhat touched by these angels of Metatron that come here today. You may be touched during the day. With your permission, they will be moving about. They will not be doing healing or adjusting. They simply want to stand beside to get you familiar with their energies, to develop an energetic bond with you, so when you leave this space, that comes with you, that you are familiar with it. So do not be startled when you feel these things around you. Dear friends, we are at the midway point of this series that we are in with you. You are at the midway point of this series that has you walking through the doorway of ascension. In our first lesson, we spoke of the fact that, guess what? You have already ascended. And guess what? It was nothing like what you thought it would be. You had thoughts, you had illusions, you had perceptions about what ascension would be. For so many of you who come from the more traditional Christian backgrounds, you thought you would float. You thought you would be straight energy. You thought an ascension that you could get rid of that, your damn body. And that you would have no more aches and pains. You thought in ascension that all things would work out perfect for you all of the time. That wouldn't be much fun now, would it? But, dear friends, your perception of ascension was based on an old energy concept of duality. You perceived it from a mind of yesterday without having the full consciousness of what it truly can be. And if you had chosen to go into ascension based on your old energy consciousness, it would not be ultimately nearly as fulfilling and as complete as what you can go into now. We will speak of that in this lesson. In lesson one of this series, we talked of how it is not about you anymore. You are off the karmic cycle. You no longer have to go through karma. It is not about you. When you are in the middle of some type of conflict with other humans, understand it is not about you anymore. They are still going through their processes. They are still going through their karma. And they will take anybody who happens to be close by and attempt to pull them into the drama. You do not need to go there with them. It is not about you. When somebody criticizes you or is angry with you, do not let that energy stick on you. It is about them. It is, dear friends, it is about your compassion for them and for yourself. Compassion to understand they are still walking through their processes. Compassion to accept that and not to try to change them. For they are choosing that path. Shame on those who try to place their thoughts, their desired outcomes on others. Shame on those who feel sorry for the one who begs on the streets. That is not compassion. That is your agenda. Compassion is understanding the reasons why that entity, that angel, has chosen to be the beggar on the street corner. To honor that one for what they are, for what they wear, for how they smell. To honor them rather than to try to change them. It is not about you anymore. It is about learning to accept all of these things around you. That was lesson one, a difficult one in many respects. For here you were all of a sudden in the hall of ascension, and it looked nothing like what you thought it would. Nothing. Surprise. It is an empty hall with all of the potential of love and all the potential of completion of the very reason why you left home. It has all the potential of compassion, all the potential of expanding the energy of all that is. But in a sense, it is an empty hall, waiting for the new inhabitants to come in, waiting for the new inhabitants, for you, the ascendees, to come in and to begin shaping it in any way that you want. We know you were somewhat disappointed that there wasn't a grand welcoming party for you when you walked into the Hall of Ascension. That it was not filled with lavish foods and angels floating about, and even in your movie with candles hovering in the air. It was empty. It is yours to create now in the most appropriate of ways, in the most divine of ways, ways perhaps you do not consciously understand right now. But you will begin to. Metatron is in the center of this room, beaming in a way that I have never seen him before. It is like a ball of shimmering colors, predominantly in the reds, directly in the center here. It is lovely for need to see this eye and be stopped for a moment. Intense, wonderful energy here, friends. Now, I'll get back to my point. As we moved into lesson two, we had to do a bit of switching around. And what was to be lesson three, we made lesson two for a variety of reasons, based on what we saw with you, based on what we saw happening in your world at that time. In lesson two, dear friends, we spoke of taking ownership of your divinity. Taking ownership. What we saw was you were beginning to understand the concepts. You were coming to realizations, but you were still deferring to others, other entities, other angels, other humans. You were still not accepting within yourself your own strength and your own power and the fact, dear friends, that you are divine humans. You were not owning the fact that all that is who you are. You were waiting for, in a sense, a grand angel to come down and to do it for you. You were waiting for some type of celestial instructions to come down, to be delivered to you, a scroll, a parchment dropped at your footsteps to say, Joe, do this. I'm not picking on anyone here in particular, but somewhat. Dear friends, you were not owning it. You were still looking. You were still looking outward. You were still waiting for some magical door to come swinging open, for some grand being to come in. We had to change the series at that time, the lesson, to remind you to own your divinity. It is yours and only you can activate it. We were quite emphatic with that in that lesson, but we also knew that you would be needing the strength, the inner strength and balance in the days to come. For this channel was delivered in your first day of September. It was delivered before an event that struck your world on what you call your 9/11. Let's talk for a moment about this 9/11. It has shifted Earth. It is not something that you can read in your papers per se, but it has caused a major shift in consciousness. Perhaps you could say this is measured by certain resonance factors. There are some potential scientific equations. There are ways to that you think you can measure the spiritual quotient. You are getting close. You are not quite there. But there was a shift that took place on that day. And as we said at the time, the 3 days to follow would be the most important in modern Earth history. For what happened in those 3 days in the hearts and the souls of humankind would determine the direction for hundreds, perhaps thousands of years of time to come. Humans responded. Oh, how they responded. How it showed across your world in the tears, in the caring. It was interesting. We found it most interesting at the time. Somewhat shocked, actually, that with all of this going on, with all the chaos and the destruction, and the sadness that took place with this event of 9/11. In the 3 days that followed, what came over the earth for most of humans was a quiet and a compassion and a true sense of unity and oneness and caring. What came over the earth at that time surprised us to a degree, but I guess we shouldn't have been. There was little agenda other than loving each other. The overall predominant energy of humankind was not to take up arms, was not to go slaughter another and perpetuate even more duality. The overall agenda was not to go seek revenge, as is so often the way of both your religions and your politics. But in the hearts and the souls of the individual humans on earth, it was a time of reflection and quiet and caring and no agenda. Now, a major shift occurred, a shift that even to this day is allowing us on this side of the veil to do closer work, work more directly with your work that the Metatron is doing, even at this moment, a shift that bumped up the consciousness and the vibration of all that is. Then in our lesson three, dear friends, we talked of the snakes, that they seek release. What we are really saying to you in this message is that there are snakes in your life that come about. They will continue to be there. You would like to think they would be completely gone, but they serve a purpose in life, in spirit, as they do in your very nature, as they do on earth with Gaia. Snakes are part of the animal kingdom and serve a purpose. They do so also in your own life. Even at this time, there are issues, the issue of duality in particular, that is coming directly into your life. You would like all of these issues to be gone. You would like to say, Tobias, I am in ascension now. I should not have to deal with these things. They should be gone. But dear friends, they come to you now stronger than ever. Stronger than ever. To be dealt with, to be understood. Once they are understood, this will truly allow you to go to grand new levels within your own being. In the next three lessons, lessons 4, 5, and 6, we spoke to you of the language of Ah, and we will continue speaking to you of this as long as you allow us to sit with you and to visit. The language of Ah, so simple, so simple. A new way of perceiving and understanding. A new way, we have not gotten into the details yet of this, but a new way of collecting and gathering energy and bringing it into your being and using it in a most efficient manner. But for right now, the language of Ah is a way of perceiving and sensing on your divine levels. We spent three lessons with this, discussing this. It is so important. We know you are using it in your life, and as we have said to you, the language of Ah will come in one way or the other. It will touch your human senses. It will touch the divine senses that are now stabilizing around you. But with the knowledge and the understanding of these, you will be able to better use them. You will be able to better integrate this into your life, and you will be able to better teach this to the others that come to you. And we come to the midway point of our series together with you. Metatron was brought in to our last gathering. Metatron here again today, and will be a frequent guest and visitor. When he is not directly in our circle, he will certainly, the energies of the entourage will certainly be all around. As we mentioned in our last gathering, there is a reason for this, this highly technical, highly, scientific energy coming in. As we will be delving into more of these areas, we will be speaking to you now through the second half of our series of how energy works, how you can use it. You can be like your radar dish that collects it and refines it and transmutes it and places it in the proper way. But there are some understandings that need to come in first before you go out and just start taking energy in a raw basis. That is the purpose of our discussion with you on this day. Now, we'll take a brief pause here and to do a final adjustment of energies, and then we will get into Lesson 7 of the Ascension Series with you. We ask you to get comfortable in your seats. We ask you to breathe in deeply. And we ask you to touch the hand of Metatron and all the others who are here with you. We will return in a moment. Now, Metatron does have a message here before we restart. He brings a simple message to you today. It is about the joy of being human. As you know, he is not one that has ever taken the human form. And he is so delighted to be able to be in this close. He reminds each of you to take a moment each day to be joyful of the human experience. He has seen things in the last few weeks of your human time and felt things that he has never been able to before because his energy has not been able to get that close. He has sat with you at movies and enjoyed the pleasure of sitting in that space, sometimes with others, sometimes alone, but to immerse yourself so deeply into something. He has sat with you, dear friends, as you've been driving down the road, seeing all the makings of man, the buildings, the roads. Many of you see sadness when you look out at these things. Metatron says that he sees joy. He sees joy. He sees humans at the deepest levels attempting, perhaps not always getting it right in their mind, but attempting. He sees the heart and soul of humans as wanting things to be in a balanced, loving energy. As Metatron has sat with some of you at your restaurants this past month, as you enjoyed a fine meal, he could feel what it was like to taste something solid. He could feel what it was like to have a sip from the glass of wine. He could feel the intimate surroundings, the friendship, the discussion. Oh, indeed, he could feel that there are burdens in your life. But his message that he wanted Tobias to pass on to you was to take time each day to feel the joy of being human. It is an honor to be human in so many ways. It is fulfilling to be able to touch another person. We cannot do that on this side. We can merge energies, but we cannot have a complete sensation as in touching. You as Shambhara now can combine the divine senses, the feelings that we can also use, the energy that we use, but you can combine it with your human feelings. You can have the joy of sitting with your pet, with your dog or your cat, and talking to them as we know you're doing. Do you know that there are more of you using the language of awe with your pets than anything else? And it is natural. It is natural. They understand. Now you are talking to them, not to your brain, but to your entire being, through all of your senses. Have you not noticed, dear friends, that you are closer to your pets now than you were several months ago? You seem to understand them in new ways. Metatron asks you to understand the joy of being human, of all the rewards that it has. And can you imagine when you combine this now with your divine awareness? What a beautiful thing. Divine awareness combined with the human beingness. You can have it all, in a sense. You can be in matter, in form. You can be immersed in this wonderful dimension that you are in and have an awareness of who you truly are. Now, there is a light worker, Shambhara, by the name of David. David, so much like all of you. David reads these lessons. He goes through the material. He works on all of these things just like you. And David, like you, struggles with many of the concepts and at times hits the wall and at times has even walked away from the Crimson Circle and has said that this is not for him. It does not always make him feel good, though he thinks that perhaps it is not right. But David always finds himself coming back into this energy because he understands at the deepest levels that this is home. Now David is a human learning to integrate his divinity into all that he is. David has a wife and two children. David has a regular job and he has bills. David has many wishes and desires, the first of these being to be in service to spirit. He's a wonderful being, like all of you. Now David, there are things that David does not like at his job. David wishes that he was paid more money, and he wishes that he did not have to work in a certain department. And he does not get along so well with some people. And he does not like where he has to park his car. He does not like the fact that he only gets 3 weeks of vacation. There are many issues associated with where he works, but he puts up with these. He cooperates as best he can, but there are days when it takes a toll on his energy. David also has issues with his wife. They disagree on some, but not all things. And with his children, he wishes his children were doing better in school. He wishes his son was more athletic, for he was when David was earlier. Younger, but his son is not, and David wishes he was. And deep down beneath, David wishes his daughter was a bit more attractive. For it would be easier for her to get married, he thinks, if she just had gotten a little bit more of her mother's looks. Now, David has many, many agendas, like all of you do. He has many issues, and he takes this spiritual knowledge and enlightenment that he has gained and tries then to use that energy and that enlightenment to shape the things around him, at his home, at his office. He uses it even when he has an agenda, when he buys lottery tickets on occasion, and he tries to take this energy to influence so that he would win the lottery. Can you believe it? Now, David got to the point where he became very frustrated with himself, wondering who he was, knowing that he was walking into the new energy, feeling that his divinity was rising from within, but he got very frustrated with himself. He felt he could not influence things. He could not take the power that he was learning about, that he was hearing about, and now begin to influence or change things. David got very depressed also, deeply depressed. He was riding a difficult, low wave, and while he was riding the low wave, he was, attempting to do anything to get out of it. As you know, dear friends, as you experience, you like the high waves. You like those good cycles, but you don't like the bad ones. Don't like them at all. The depression that occurs, those periods of frustration that occur. But we will digress for a moment here in the midst of the story of David. And we will talk about this more in the upcoming lessons of this series. You fight these lows. You try to avoid them like the plague. You wonder what's wrong with you when you go into the low cycles. You even go to the doctor and get drugs that will take you out of this. But we are here to tell you that these cycles are appropriate. We are here to tell you, and we know Kaugra is already trying to stop us. We will be patient. These low cycles you go through, do not try to fight them. It is natural that these cycles occur. It is natural that you go through them. And dear friends, in your new energy, in your new vibration that you are in, you cannot bottom out. You cannot lose touch of yourself. We know there is that concern. How low can you go? And you feel if you do not hang on, if you do not try to crawl your way out of that low cycle, that it will consume you like a tidal wave. But dear friends, we will speak directly of the energy that causes these and how to work with it. But we can tell you now to quit trying to fight these low cycles. They are as important as the high cycles. If you do not have the lows, you will not have the highs. Soon you will learn that it all is all part of a whole. Soon you will learn that the highs and lows in a sense only represented the old balance of duality. And now you can look at them in a different light. But for those of you who are going through these cycles, it is natural. Allow it to happen. There is as much, perhaps more, to be gained in these low cycles. And yes, we know they feel terrible. It is, they feel terrible because you are resisting them. You are not gathering the energy from them. They feel terrible because you have a preconception based on the energy of duality of how you should feel or not feel, what you should think or not. The reason why you have been going through these cycles so intensely lately is because duality within your being is heating up. It is heating up so that it can be changed into something else. You're trying to avoid the lows. You will only knock out the highs. We will talk more of this, and that is part of the reason for Metatron being here. We will speak directly of the physics and the energy behind these in our lessons to come. But now let us get back to the story of David. David, who was experiencing the highs and lows in his life. David, who had so many thoughts on the way that things should be in life and within him. Preconceived notions based in the old energy of duality. And what was he finding? He was finding that he was hitting the wall. Things weren't the way he thought they were going to be. Once in a while, there was a glimmer of hope and things would work out well and he'd have a particularly good day, but he would come back the next or the next and feel that gnawing frustration, that gnawing depression, that gnawing feeling, wondering what would happen next. It was an incomplete feeling, a terrible feeling. Now, David, not knowing which way to turn, one night called on us very recently. And he said, "Dear Spirit, dear Metatron, and Tobias." He did not call me dear, for he gets angry with me. "What do I do now? Where do I go from here? Why is it that I don't feel the sense of fulfillment and happiness and joyfulness that I would truly like to feel?" And what we send to him, we tell you. We also told another group a week or so ago in a place that has high walls around it. It is a place that has bars, in a sense. In your contemporary version, there's barbed wire. It was a prison where we first planted the seed of the energy of lesson number 7. And it was a most appropriate place to plant this seed. Most appropriate. And this seed has been growing since, and in a sense, it is the very reason why you have gone through the issues that you have for the past several weeks of time. What we told David, what we told the inmates of this facility, is to have no agenda. And what we will call lesson number 7 of the Ascension series is no K-N-O-W-N-O agenda. No agenda. Or as we like to say here, a no agenda. And I do have to tell you that that came directly from Metatron. He is practicing being a funny human. Dear friends, lesson 7 is to know no agenda. This will be challenging for you as it has been for this one that we call David. At first, he said, no agenda. That sounds fine. But when he got to actually trying to experience that in his life, as he got to working in the outside world, he realized one thing right away. He realized that he liked agendas. Agendas are the core energy of duality. You've had agendas ever since you left home. You will feel naked without an agenda. You will, as you begin to work with this lesson, you will truly call Tobias and perhaps even Metatron crazy. You will say, we have to have agenda, and you will try to intellectually justify why you have to have agenda in your life. And we planted a seed a week or so ago of your time in a correctional facility not so far from here with inmates who are in a completely different type of energy than you. They do not consider themselves free. Well, you are. We planted a seed there and we spoke of releasing agenda. And you know what, dear friends? These ones that are behind these walls that I, Tobias, can relate to, although I do have to say in my time it was much worse. When I went to this place and I forced Galdra to allow me to come in to speak to these inmates, they had it so easy. They had much better food. They had heat and light, and I did not see any rats. All I saw was rabbits, and I could not believe that this was a place of punishment. Now, I could carry on about my own challenging and difficult times, but perhaps one day I can get Kaldra to write a book about my difficulties in prison. But first I have to get him to write the first book. Now, in lesson number 7, no agenda. Metatron does like the way that sounds. Dear friends, understand after you walk from this space that you are in, thinking that this is perhaps a very easy lesson. It is easy to release agendas. Understand that agendas are, an energy of duality, an energy of polarity. And it was, dear friends, it was appropriate to bring forth this lesson on this day that has the numbers of duality right in front of your face. It will be challenging to be without agenda. You will find yourself in situations at your workplace where agendas are so natural, where you are so close to them, it is difficult to see anything else. And there will be times you cuss and stomp your feet and say, but I have to have agenda in this. Speaking of agenda, speaking of recent events in your world, there are those who have agenda for terrorism, for dominance over other humans and control over other humans. It is an old agenda. It comes from the time when you left home, when you were trying to consume another entity's energy as a way to get back into the kingdom, as a way to get home. Wars are as old as the very time you left home. Control of another is old. We have found from our side that it is, does not work so well. That is an agenda. It is an agenda which that you could say is of the dark. You know, there is another agenda, an agenda that some of you here might be guilty of, but you will argue with I, Tobias, till the end of the day that you are right. But I ask you to look in the mirror at your agenda. You are the ones that call yourselves the peacemakers, the liberators, the ones who pray for world peace. Do you know you have an agenda also? No, you say, but Tobias, peace is good. We will not argue that, but we tell you, you have an agenda. Call it an agenda of the light that perpetuates the agenda of the dark. You play the game also. We speak here of letting go of your agenda. Now, if you will look at some of the energy behind this, this is a continuation of some of the lessons that we've already discussed, but it's important to bring up at this point in your journey. Having no agenda means allowing divine will in. Divine will to open up new potentials. Having no agenda is indeed an extension of the lesson where we talked of standing behind the short wall. However, when we introduced that lesson and talked of it, we were asking you only to stand behind the short wall. We knew that you still had agenda. We knew you still had your own opinion of the outcome. Do you know agenda, by definition, is wanting a desired outcome of a situation, placing your energy on a desired outcome. Dear friends, when there is agenda, you are playing the game of duality, period. You are having a desired outcome. Take away agenda and you take away duality. Take away agenda and you allow yourself now into a new energy that would be difficult to even describe here. It takes you outside the realms of duality. It takes you into a new consciousness, a consciousness of ascension that is not so focused on the energy of two. Duality. Polarity. No agenda, dear friends. Oh, you will be highly challenged with this. You will find and you will feel naked not having an agenda in your life. You will feel that you are, how to say, without backbone. You will feel like you are a jellyfish without strength. Because up until now, agenda has given you strength, great strength. When your agenda was strong, you were strong. You became strong in the light or strong in the dark. Strong in battle. For a period of time, you will feel wobbly. You will feel like jello without agenda. You will feel like running back to duality, where you could have your security blanket of agenda. So many of you here, so many of you that connect to this information, you have had such strong agenda these past years. You called yourself light workers. Wonderful beings, a blanket that protected you from the realities of the world around you. A blanket that made you feel good. I am a warrior of the light, you say. You are fighting a battle of duality, we say. Dear friends, Lesson 7 is a very important, a very delicate, and a very challenging step. And it will be something that we use as a bridge for our other lessons throughout the rest of the series. In Lesson 7, remember your reactions to it. Remember the experiences that you had in the first days and weeks, and even months afterwards. Because there will come a time when your students come to you, when the humans crossing that bridge of swords come to you, and they say, "Dear Shambhra, dear teacher, I'm learning these lessons, I am studying them, and I'm working with you, and I'm becoming a divine human, but why is it that all of a sudden issues are in my face like never before? Why is it that I'm feeling depressed and can't fight my way out anymore? Why is it that I'm feeling the way I am? After all this work, I feel like I'm hitting a wall." And you will sit down and you will talk to them about this energy of duality. They are about ready to leave. You will tell them at the moments when duality is planning an exit from your consciousness, it comes back to you full force. That's why you've been having these challenges these last few weeks. That is why, Prabhu say, your internet message board has been in such chaos these past few weeks. We have asked Cowdrey to specifically stay out. And you know what? He wanted to jump in. He wanted to have an agenda and type it away. He wanted to get involved. He wanted to justify what he was doing and what I, Tobias, was doing. Thank you, but we do not need that justifying. We had fun watching all of your agendas come up on your message board. It was, how to say, a microcosm of the total crimson circle appearing through your internet agenda. Go back and read your messages that you put there. Yes, all of you who are hearing this and reading this, go back and read the very messages that you put. Look at your agenda that was in there. Go deep and look at what you were really saying. You will be surprised after sitting through the energy of this lesson. It has been about agenda. It comes up strong now. Dear friends, there will be much discussion about this lesson. You will have many questions. In our subsequent lessons, we will, how do we say, dissect the energies behind this. We will help you to understand from a spiritual physics standpoint of how energy comes in, how it is used, how it comes out in consciousness. But for today, we will leave this lesson where it is. No agenda. Release it from your life. Journal, write down, or share your experiences with others, because you will be on a very interesting ride here for a short period of time. You will feel like you are being spun through some sort of tunnel, perhaps completely out of control, but we do know this. You will land in a very good space, a space from a vantage point where you can look out over duality. You can see duality like you never saw it before, without agenda as you have known. You can move out of duality, you can move into divinity. We ask you to just experience this until our next lesson together. No agenda. And we will tell you one thing you will discover for yourself. When you are in a situation with other humans, and there is agenda, there is argument or discussion or debate, and you release your agenda, remember, agenda meaning a desired outcome of a situation. When you release that, you also release the other human, whether they are Shambha, whether they are spiritually enlightened or not. You release them from having to defend their agenda as well. When you put down your sword, they put down theirs. Watch to see the interesting interactions that take place between you and others. When you know no agenda, watch how it changes instantly the energy of a situation. I'll tell you one more thing before we depart on this day. You'll be tested in the agenda department by others in these next weeks of time. Even when you think you are doing well and patting yourself on the back and saying, I've learned how to release agenda, one will walk up to you and poke you in the behind with their sword, trying to get you to adapt an agenda for, in order for their agenda of duality to have energy, yours must too. In order for any sword fight to take place, they both have to pick up the swords and fight. They will come to you wanting you, testing you to pick up an agenda. They will ask you to take a position on something. They will criticize you and they will say, what is wrong? Have you no backbone anymore? Have you no opinion? Have you no strength? Are you just becoming a piece of, how do you say, Malba toast? But as you experience being agendaless, something new will happen. A new realization will come. We told you when we began our gathering on this day, as Metatron came into this room, that we saw you were finally able to hold the strength of your divinity. And we knew that we were, how to say, on target for the discussion on this day. For when you could begin to truly hold your divinity, a new type of strength, not a strength of agenda or duality, a new type of strength, then you would be ready to release the old agendas and all that came with it. At times it may feel like you are walking without clothes on, dear friends, being without agenda. You will feel naked. Let us tell you what agenda is like as we see it. In the omniverse, there is a flow of energy. At the core of all things, there is an energy that is always illuminated. It is always flowing. It is not cycles. It is not on-off. It simply is. This is the energy that you brought with you when you left home, when we all left home. This is a constant, how do we say, illuminating energy that spreads out through the omniverse. Now, it is flowing all the time. We will talk more of this soon. The energy becomes utilized by you in different dimensional states, and certainly while you're on Earth, it becomes somewhat like an on-off energy. We'll get into more of that later, but think of the energy flow like a river, flowing smooth, flowing free, flowing openly. Agendas are like boulders in the river. They block the flow of energy. And as enough agendas, as enough boulders are placed in the river, it creates somewhat of a dam. And as a dam is created, it blocks up the flow. And debris collects on the boulders, on the dam. And then all sorts of problems start, dear friends. Your agendas have been like boulders in the water, blocking and restricting the flow of energy to you. The boulders have been collecting debris. It is time to take those out and allow all of your divine energies to flow through you openly and freely. Have fun with this lesson. Until our next time together. And dear friends, we have to add one more note before we part. When you run into difficulties with this, when you do not understand, when you have questions, do not hibernate. Do not run the other way and pull the protection, pull the blanket over your head and try to ignore things. It is so easy. Communicate with others who are Shambra. Go on your internet. Be in your local groups. But talk to others. The one sitting next to you is experiencing much the same as you. But you keep it to yourself. You keep it so private. Do you know what happens when you share this? If you realize then that you are on the right path, that you are divine humans, and indeed that you are never, ever alone. And so it is.